Jason Snell got quite hungry while riding in the Tour Divide bike race.
I had a couple of Tic Tacs left. I ate those. The only thing I had left were some Tums. So I ate some Tums to tide me over.
That's Jason calling into a mountain bike podcast, talking about his hungry ride through the deserts of New Mexico. Now, the Michigan native is back to work at Latitude 45 in Petoskey, helping out with a bike demo at Boyne Mountain.
Yeah, this is a one-by, so you don't have any front derailleur.
Yeah, I get confused.
Last summer, he rode from Banff, Alberta to Antelope Wells, New Mexico, following the Continental Divide. He needed 7 maps to chart the route.
Yeah, so there's like Canada map and then 6 other sections, and they're both sides of the maps. So that was always a good thing when you got through one side to the, you got to turn it over. You're like, yeah, I'm making some headway. And then when you got to change maps, you're like, all right, I'm actually covering some ground.
Once he finished, Jason climbed nearly 200,000 vertical feet on his bike. That's roughly the equivalent of summiting Mount Everest from sea level 7 times. Even though the event is called a race, it's more of a competition against yourself and nature.
A few hours into it when your feet are frozen and you're like, holy cow, I'm not anywhere near any place to dry or warm up my feet. What am I going to do, you know? We had to deal with some hardcore, you know, cold temperatures and rain for probably the first week or so, which is pretty trying at times.
During really tough stretches, he would turn on some Van Halen music to pump up his energy levels.
Kind of awesome. So there's a few times like down, you know, in New Mexico, like on the, where you go on these pretty long road stretches and maybe dealing with a headwind, it kind of motivated you to keep on going and pedaling strong.
Jason says he went on this trip, like most people, to see the sights and experience the challenges. But in the end, it became more about the people that he met along the way.
The guy I rode with, Brett, this kid, he was like 26 or something, and we didn't intend to hook up or anything. It just sort of happened. The first day we were just happened to be in the same place a couple of times, and all of a sudden we were riding together, and we rode together the whole time.
So when you're going, the cranks are always going.
Bikers along the Tour Divide need to be ready to come face to face with grizzly bears. Jason carried bear spray, and he started out blowing a safety whistle when descending hills to prevent coming up on a bear quickly and startling it.
But we kept on encountering people, and they're like, oh, did you see those bears? We saw mom and 3 cubs. We saw 2 over here and this and that. We're like, no. No, we didn't, man. We were just through there. We didn't see the dang bears. And so finally it got to the point where I'm like, this is ridiculous. I want to see a dang grizzly bear, you know? So I stopped blowing my whistle and just, you know, kept my eyes open. And I was like, all right, I'm going to see a bear, dang it. But I never saw one.
Jason Snell will be speaking about his trip at the Charlevoix Library tonight at 6:30. He'll have his bike on hand and will be showing off pictures from his trip. For Interlaken Public Radio, I'm Daniel Wanchura.